Chapter 1 The Real Alice in Wonderland Part 1 One summer's day in 1862, a young man and a pretty little girl went rowing on the River Thames near London. The man was Charles Dodgson, a professor of mathematics at Oxford University. The pretty dark-haired girl was Alice Liddell, his friend's daughter. It was a very hot day as Dodgson gently rowed the boat on the peaceful river. But little Alice began to get bored just sitting in the boat, looking at the river and the trees along the banks. "Please tell me an interesting story, with a lot of nonsense in it," she said to Dodgson. He thought for a few minutes, and then began to invent a fantastic story for his young friend. Alice was beginning to get very tired, sitting with nothing to do, he began. In the story, Dodgson spoke about a girl called Alice, and her adventures in a strange land when she followed a white rabbit down a hole. As he told the story, little Alice Liddell listened carefully, smiled, laughed, and cried. This was how the world-famous children's story, Alice in Wonderland, began. Later, Dodgson published the story under the name of Lewis Carroll.